This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Okay, Carla, you should know that one out of four batteries are going to fail this winter. You need to get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has the Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts has better parts, better prices every day.
Deal.
All right, joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Jason Cole. He's the NFL reporter for FanSided. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's begin with that New England Bills game. Tom Brady with a passer rating of 45.9. It was interesting. I was reading the Boston papers this morning, and they were saying, well, maybe 2 weeks ago the narrative is the Patriots don't need Antonio Brown. And then today they were thinking, well, maybe they need a receiver of that talent. What was going on with the Patriots offense yesterday?
I thought Buffalo did a pretty good job of playing soft zone against them and taking away most of their threats. Plus, Edelman's banged up at this point in time. Look, they're more limited than the first couple of games indicated. Playing against the Dolphins and mid-opener, they had a fairly soft first couple of games. Buffalo's a legitimate team. It's not like the Jets when they played a shorthanded Jets team with, Luke Falk at quarterback. This is a competitive game. So I think that this is closer to what they are offensively, but I think it was also proof of what they are defensively, because they were really impressive yesterday defensively. Josh Allen didn't get anything done. Buffalo's offense didn't get anything done. This was a stalemate kind of game, and I think that that's the best that Buffalo's going to hope for in this one. I think when they go to New England, I think that's where New England plays one of those games where they get probably 24 to 27 points and win 27-10, something like that.
And Jason, how do you feel about the Bills with the loss of Ryan Connolly and a torn ACL today? He's been really key for them.
Look, it's a lot. There have been a couple of big ones. That one, obviously, the Bradley Chubb injury is huge.
Yep.
As long as you get your, at this point in time, if you have your quarterback standing in this right now,
there's not many standing right now.
Yeah, you're doing okay. You can get through most other things because it's almost half the league has got some serious problem at quarterback so far.
We're talking to Jason Cole, NFL reporter for FanSided. So, Jason, love to ask you, Jalen Ramsey, will he be traded by the deadline?
Well, if they've already gotten offered two first-round picks, it's pretty telling to me that they don't want to trade him, because I would have thought that they would have done that already. I think they want to work it out, because nothing he's done is so terribly heinous as to want to get rid of him. This is not like Antonio Brown. It's not anything close to that.
Nothing is.
Thank the Lord.
Right. Or something. But right. Nothing that's, sort of criminal. And so far, Antonio Brown is not criminal. It's close, but it's not quite. I would just say that you need to try and work this one out. And I think that some people outside of Tom Coughlin in that organization are looking at this going, there's got to be a way that we can calm this down and keep a premier player like Jalen Ramsey. They want to do this. They want to try and make it work. But if somebody starts throwing around two first-rounders plus more, then you got to start to seriously think about it.
Jason, I think you bring up a good point with Tom Coughlin. I think this is, he's a stubborn guy and he's an experienced guy. And, to Ramsey's point, it's been an interesting week. He was out with the flu, supposedly, then a back injury, then a baby. He's had quite a big week. But I look at this, and he's basically said, I'm not getting respect, and respect is money. He wants to be paid. Do you think that if Coughlin says, okay, I'll pay you now, can this be resolved just that simply through money, or is Ramsey really one foot out the door?
Money tends to fix a lot of things,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if they pay him $16 million a year or whatever the going rate is for, it's going to be higher here. It's probably in 18 to 19 range, because with the receivers now making $20 million a year, the top corner has to be paid basically on par with the top receivers. So to me, you start talking 18, 19, $20 million a year, they'll do it. I just think that, again, Tom is very stubborn, but I think you can have a conversation. And ultimately, if Shad Khan walks in and says, Tom, make it work, stop this, then Coughlin will do what the owner says.
Love to ask you one more question about the Jaguars. Gardner Minshew, are you starting to become a believer?
I think he's interesting. I think that the things that I see are a guy who, there's the frenetic stuff in the pocket where he's, ducking and dodging and all over the place looks kind of cool. That doesn't really last. But what does last is when you're able to keep your eyes downfield the way he does. And he does a really, really good job of keeping his head up and keeping his eyes downfield so they can eventually find a receiver. Lots of quarterbacks don't. I mean, playing at Denver yesterday, one of the classic examples of a guy who didn't was Paxton Lynch, and that's why he was sort of drummed out of Denver so fast, because as soon as there were bodies around him, he'd drop his eye level and start looking around. So I think there's some things to like with Gardner Minshew. But look, let's pump the brakes on, the next Drew Brees kind of stuff. Let's see a little bit more than what we've seen so far, because I think I'm not sure that this can hold up.
So, Jason, I'm a lifelong Raider fan and was like, wow, finally, no more drama. AB's gone. And then,
how long has your life been, and how long? How much
I won't give that number, but it's a cradle Raiders fan. And, wow, they never let me sleep easy at night. So we've got today a year-long suspension for Vontaze Burfict. Is this time for the NFL to give him a lifetime ban? Do you think that was too much? Where do you come out on this?
Well, just follow the rules the way that they're written. The way that the rules are written, you've had repeated acts where you've used your helmet, you follow along. They laid out this process for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And this is drastic for what he's done. And he may fight it and he may win, but they're getting serious about this. And I think that everybody around the league is going to look and go, they're not playing. So I would work hard to make this thing stick as much as possible. But you don't need to go beyond what it already is, and not in my view. This is a very, very significant penalty for an in-game action.
We're talking to Jason Cole of FanSided. Want to ask you, we're broadcasting live from Houston. I'd love the outside-the-city perspective about Coach Bill O'Brien. Inside the city, he's taking a lot of heat for clock management, for play calling, for the offensive line play. What's your perspective from outside the city?
Well, there are two things I would say. The criticism of him in clock management and play calling, I think, are legitimate. I think he prepares quarterbacks very, very well. But I think he puts them into high stress situations more often than he should. I think that one main criticism I would have of him is for having a quarterback with as much scrambling ability and running ability as you do with Deshaun Watson, he should not take the kind of hits that he takes. You should put him in areas, get him out of the pocket, change where the pass rush has to go to get to him and protect him more and get the ball out of his hands a little bit faster. I think that all those things he should have taken care of that problem already. And so I think that this is a slightly underachieving team. At the same time, he's made those quarterbacks better and generally gotten the best out of them. So there's some good there and there's some weakness there.
Let me ask you about one other quarterback. We've got about a minute left. Daniel Jones, what do you like that you've seen so far?
I like the calm. I absolutely like the presence. It does the game does not seem too big for him, and that's really important. But at the same time, like, it's two games. We'll see what happens.
It is. It's overreaction Monday yet again.
Yeah, I love the excitement. Like Minshew, Carolina, Kyle Allen, all that kind of stuff. Be excited. But let's pump the brakes on the Hall of Fame.
Fair enough. That's Jason Cole of Fansided. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks.